Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is August 24th, and I am Lynn. I'm glad that you're joining us today. I want to let you know of some things that are coming up on September 7th. We're going to be having Olivia East talking with us about hot stone massage, and I have recently discovered those. Olivia was recommended to me through my rolfer, Anne-Marie Gallant, and if any of y'all have ever listened to my show before, I bring up Anne-Marie a lot because I love Anne-Marie and I love rolfing. So I've been introduced to hot stone massage and think that is a fantastic modality of healing and just pampering yourself. So Olivia is going to be here to share that with us. On the 21st, we are going to have Philip Shepherd talking with us about his new book, New Self, New World. And it's about rejuvenating ourselves and recovering our senses in the 21st century. And I'm currently reading that book, and he really has a lot of insight into the way we exist and the way we buy into things. So definitely am enjoying his book. It's a really good opportunity for people who want to get a little bit of deeper understanding into how we are moving through the world today. But today we have Kelly Centers joining us, and you may remember Kelly from being here talking to us about archangels and the seven universal laws. Kelly is a wonderful angel communicator, and she has many, many modalities that she shares with the world. And so I'd like to welcome to the show Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm very good. As I was just telling you before the show started, I'm experiencing some Mercury in retrograde today, really for the past week or so with everything. But I'm learning how to breathe through it and just letting spirit take me where it has to go. So I'm enjoying that. So now you're here to talk to us today about hypnotherapy. So can you just go into a little bit of information about that and maybe even how you got started with hypnotherapy?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis because the individual allows themselves to go into a REM sleep type of state in a relaxation for the subconscious mind to be pulled up front while the conscious mind is very relaxed and unaware. And what happens and how I got into hypnosis was, over the 15 years of the different things that I was learning, I noticed that a lot of the times, especially during the angelic guidance with the life empowerment coaching with individuals, sometimes people had difficulty recalling because there was such a deep-seated, suppressed block of interferences of an event that had taken on in their life, and they were unable to acknowledge it consciously because the pain, the emotional deep-seated pain of the trauma, they had to suppress it so in depth that they were unable to dig it back up because of the fear of what it would create in their life. So I sought out different ways of being able to assist individuals in being able to re-elect an event that had happened so that they could acknowledge it in a safe, non-judgmental environment so that they could then make a choice in their life what they wanted to do with it. And I found that hypnosis was the best way, or one of the best ways, because it allowed the person to relax, to know that they were completely in control, and that they could dive as deep as they wanted to, as quickly as they wanted to, and find out what the missing link was so that they would no longer be repeating patterns of self-sabotage or have an addictive nature in their life, that they could consciously have more control and being grounded as subconsciously things were being cleared out and the veil lifted so that they had that clarity and purity with the alignment of the soul, mind, and body. Hypnosis for me is great because I'm a high energy person. I have my kids, I have a husband, I have insightful balance. I'm continuously wanting and being a part of the community. So I fill my schedule up, and I need the time to replenish the soul. And hypnosis is great for me because I'm not one that can just sit and meditate. I'm the one, if I'm running, I meditate better, or if I'm doing housework, I can really get into a good meditation. And hypnosis was great for me because my conscious mind and body is not aware of the subconscious being pulled up, and I'm not running such a high hyperactive energy. I can actually relax and rejuvenate all essence of me. So hypnosis really helped me to connect in a deeper meditation so that I could reach a higher level of knowing.
Okay. So, and that's actually the title of our show today, is All Hypnosis is Self-Hypnosis. So you're saying that you do self-hypnotize?
I do do hypnosis with individuals. But even as me conducting the session of it, the individual still has complete control on how deep they want to go into that hypnotic state. And that's the beauty of it. A lot of people have a perceived conception that they're going to bark like a dog, or someone's going to stick a pin through them, or something's going to happen, or they're going to put something in their brain that when a horn honks at a certain tone, they're going to act in a different way. That is not the case unless you give permission to the hypnosis therapist to do that. And my question then would be, why would you give permission, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah, and that is definitely a falsehood. You know, it's a Hollywood type of hypnosis that, you know, people can make you do things out of your control. So.
And that is, we are in complete control. We have choices. And with the hypnosis that I do in the office and over the phone with people is them being in a relaxed state so that they allow their body to go into that astral plane traveling, into that hypnotic REM state of sleep so that the subconscious can play out what it knows. Because it's always being stimulated. I mean, we pick up so much stuff that consciously we could not calculate on a daily basis, or that's all we would do, and we would be unable to get our life complete.
Right. Right. Now, we have a question in the chat room, Kelly. The question is, do you see people fear being healed and that keep them from proper healing through hypnosis? So is fear great enough to keep them from being healed?
First and foremost, fear is not greater than anyone reaching the healing. Love conquers all things. And when you come to a place where you love yourself enough, or you're saying, I'm done with this, I'm ready to heal, when someone comes to that place of an acknowledgement, then the fear dissipates. It's just peeling the layers of an onion, if you want to look at it like Shrek does. I mean, I love that cartoon with my kids. And it's just getting to the core of why the fear is truly there. And then it simply just leaves the mind, the heart, the physical body, and the soul is allowed to illuminate at a higher vibration.
Okay. Now, what do you need, how much time are you going to need really to take us through this hypnosis process?
I need a good 30 minutes, maybe 40. Just getting into it. It depends on what the angels were saying as well with certain people who are going to go through this exercise. But typically 30 to 45 minutes once we go through the initial, talking and getting an understanding of where someone's at and what's going on. But
okay.
For the show today, we're going to need, if someone is going to go through this today on the show live with us, at least 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's... you know, what I want to do is make sure that we've got a little bit of time towards the end to kind of bring everybody fully back up, see, you know, just to kind of make sure everybody's on board again. I'd love to get some feedback for the people that are actually listening. That would be great. So what I want to do, put out there first of all, and then Kelly, I'm going to turn it over to you for instruction and getting us prepared and ready. I just want to make clear to everybody that might be listening to this today or in the future in the archives that this is an activity that is not designed to be done while you are driving, operating heavy equipment, or otherwise needing to be engaged in something else. This is a completely sit down, relax, totally you time, you know, make sure that the babies are sleeping or someone else is taking care of them. But this is all about you for the next 30 to 40 minutes doing this. So, Kelly, with that being said, let me go ahead and turn this over to you, and you can tell us what you want us to do and how you want us to get ready.
Awesome. First, I make sure that you're sitting in a comfortable position in a chair. You can also, you can be laying on a bed, laying on the floor if you have a yoga mat or something that's very comfortable. But either want to be in a sitting or laying position. And then you want to make sure wherever your head is that you move it left or right so that when you start getting into that relaxation and then that hypnotic state, that whichever way your body will naturally fall, that you're not likely to get a creak or anything like that in the neck. If you are going to be sitting, make sure that your hands are not dangling over the chair arm and that your feet, if you're going to cross them, to make sure you're not cutting off the circulation in the knees and the ankles for the numbing. You just want to make sure that you have a nice flow with the body and that nothing is hanging off. A lot of the times I have people take a pillow and put it in their lap or on their stomach so that they can have their hands either on it or underneath it because that's a comfort in that second and third chakra area. The next thing I would like for everybody to do is to take your hands, and I want you to sit it over your temple area. And this is a placement. So when I say, let's go through the mind's eye, we're going to be building a room. If you'll put your hand to the back of the head, touching your middle finger where your crown is, back in this area, is part of your room in the mind's eye. And then if you go underneath the bridge of the nose to the top of the forehead, placing your hand, that is also through the mind's eye. So this is your room in your head. Consciously, you know, when we feel our head, it may feel small, but subconsciously it is very broad, huge. It has no space, no time. It is everything at once. So it can be as big as you want or as small. It is to your comfort. So when I say go to the mind's eye, that is the area in the brain. It's right also with the third chakra, and then you have the fifth eye chakra up in that area. All right, so what I'd like everybody to do is make sure that you're in a comfortable position. And I want you to close your eyes and just listen to my voice. Today we're going to be going through a deep meditation, hypnosis, and we're going to clear the clutter in the subconscious mind. And we're also going to create a solid foundation, and we're going to clear any interferences that affect your foundation, okay? So with everybody's eyes closed, I'd like for you to take a deep breath in through the nose, as deep as you can, and I want you to hold it for just a second, and then I want you to release it through your mouth, and I want you to push it all the way out, emptying the upper, the lower, and the diaphragm, and breathe in again, and repeat the hold and release, emptying out the lungs and the diaphragm. And now just breathe naturally. Breathe naturally. I'm going to ask the divine white light be surrounded of each individual who is listening to this deep meditation hypnosis today, presently and in the future, that they're surrounded in this divine light of protection, and that it raises the vibration to the highest level of the radiant love of all one encompassing of God's grace. Continue to breathe in and out, feeling the rhythm of your body, being aware from the top of your head to the ends of your toes and fingers. And if you feel your mind is beginning to wander at any time, as quickly as you can, bring your thoughts and concentration right back to my voice. You will be aware of sounds in your environment, outside, if you're near a window or a door. You'll be aware of my voice, but most importantly, you'll be aware of this divine light surrounding you, encompassing you with protection and unconditional love, creating a tingling sensation of warmth and lightness. For this is your time to just relax and create a healing environment. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out, I want us to go back here in just a second, and we're going to do three breathing exercises. I want you to breathe in just a moment through your nose, and I want you to count to six in your head as you're breathing in, feeling the diaphragm, the lower and upper lungs. And as you reach that number, I want you then to hold your breath for 1 to 2 seconds and then release the breath through your mouth, emptying the lungs and the diaphragm and pushing for 8 counts. So in essence, I want you to empty out more than you are taking in. Because as we breathe in, you're breathing in that loving light, positive influence, grounding, support. And as you release that breath, I want you to say to yourself, I release the tension. I release anything that is interfering with me creating this loving relaxation and healing environment. Let us begin. Breathe in through your nose. Hold and release. Push it out. And breathe in again. Hold and release. Push it out, push it out, push it out. Release it. And breathe in. And hold, release, release it. And now once you release that breath, breathe normally and allow the vibrations of your body, the rhythmic flow of every breath that you take in and release, be a part of your awareness. And as you continue to breathe in and out, your body will continue to relax more and more. And as your body continues to relax, your subconscious mind will come forward. Breathe in and out. Listen to my voice. And just be in this moment. This is for you. This is your time. Breathing in and out. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And as I count, you will silently count with me. But I want you to stay one number ahead of me at all times. So when I say the number 10, you will be thinking of the number 9 and tracing the number 9 over and over as if you were tracing it on a chalkboard or marker board. You will stay one number ahead of me at all times. And every time that you exhale your breath, you will think to yourself, relax. And every time that you inhale as you're breathing, it's deeper, calmer. As you take in that love, and as you release, you relax. Because you're fully protected in this moment of time for you. And you are in complete control. So continue to breathe in and out, deeper, calmer, and just relax. I will now begin. 10. You are now tracing the number 9 over and over, as if you're writing on a chalkboard somewhere in the mind. And as you are tracing the numbers, you are thinking with every breath, relax, deeper, calmer. So you can see your mind is quite busy at this point. One part of your mind is tracing numbers, and another part is keeping track of your respiration. And all the while that you are doing this, your whole body is beginning to relax all over, for you're in perfect control. 9. Now you are tracing the number 8 over and over again, creating a beautiful infinity symbol. And as you feel it, as you trace it, it may glow, appear of different colors, but you can just feel the vibration of this fluent motion of this number, this symbol, connects all things in your aura. You continue to breathe. Allow yourself to escape and just drift, for this is your peaceful time. This is your time to relax. 8. Allowing yourself to relax. Start at the bottom of your feet and allow the warmth of this golden light coming through that foot chakra in the arc of your foot come through you, up through your legs, your knees, coming through the thighs, breathing in and out. It is a nice feeling. It's very comfortable. It's very nurturing. For it's rooting you, it's grounding you, it's filling you with nourishment. Just breathe in and out very easily. Feeling the rhythmic vibration and being comfortable in your space. 7. As the golden light continues through the thighs and to the lower abdomen, coming in through the stomach area, very gentle, very nourishing. There's a warmth about it. As it's filling your body up, you'll notice your physical body starting to become heavy, and yet there is such a lightness about you, the essence of your truth. Very light, almost if you're floating, but your body is relaxing. Your mind consciously is beginning to relax, and your subconscious mind is pulling forward and in complete control. Continue to breathe. 6. As this golden light moves into the upper chest, the shoulder coming down into the arms, to the ends of the fingertips, up through the throat, and into the head of the face, back behind, completing this golden essence throughout the body. You're noticing that your breathing is very relaxed, and you're simply in the moment, and this feels very good indeed, allowing the muscles of the body to continue to relax as you breathe deeper and deeper and relax calmer and calmer. 5, the organs and the nervous system and the body are all connecting for the meridian flow is fluent with the chi, and this golden light, everything is on, everything is aligned and coming together to allow you to be in this moment, to breathe and relax, and it feels really good. 4, the physical body becoming heavier, and the relaxation of it all as the essence of you simply is light. It's a sensation, and you're just in this moment allowing it to be. 3, in the synchronicity of 3, allowing all things to come together, your breath, the conscious subconsciousness, the heart of the soul, being in this moment and simply breathing and allowing this moment to be truly a giving and receiving. For this is your time. This is your moment. 2, the face is completely relaxing. The jaw, the head, the neck. You're just allowing yourself to comfortably float into a position and just being in this moment as you breathe in and out, rhythmically aligned. 1, tracing the number 0, now over and over, feeling very relaxed now, for you're in perfect control, and you will be exactly what you want to be in this moment. It is your choice. Just allowing yourself to feel good all over in every way. The whole body, the physical body, being heavy in the chair in a lying position, and the essence gently floating up above it, encompassing the aura in all things, allowing yourself to be comfortable. Now I'm going to talk to you about you today. And all the while that I'm talking to you, the more you're going to relax. You're going to relax more and more as I talk on and on. So the more that I talk, the more relaxed you'll become. For this is your time and your moment. And all you simply need to do is just breathe. Just breathe and relax. Being in this moment. Now I'm going to ask you to use your imagination and go into the mind's eye. I want you to imagine a paradise, a perfect place of peace. This is your safe haven. This is a place that is so serene in the beauty. It could be you sitting on a beach looking at the ocean. Beautiful mountains riding the horse. It could be a tropical paradise with beautiful flowers. Wherever this is your paradise. The temperature is perfect. You can feel the warmth of the sun gently grazing across your face. And you smile because you're safe here. This is a place of inspiration. This is a place for you come to get clarity, to be cleansed of the day, to go through your thoughts, your feelings, brainstorm, so that when you're ready, you move forward in your presence of consciousness with grace and a positive attitude. In your mind's eye, in this paradise, there's a gentle breeze, and you can feel the sun's warmth on you. Be in the moment, smell it, feel it. You may be able to see it, clear as day, or just know that it's there, whatever it may be. Just allow it in this time. Become familiar with it. Now I want you to walk in your paradise. And as you're walking, in the distance, you will see a door. It can be whatever door you want it to be. And as the door comes closer to you, you will notice a sign on the door that says, subconsciousness. I want you to put your hand on the knob, and I want you to enter into your subconsciousness. And as you enter in, gently shut the door behind you. And I want you to look at your subconscious mind. All the memories, people, places, and things, feelings, every body language, everything that you've said. Everything is in here. Is your room organized? Is it cluttered? Is there cobwebs and dust? Or is it shiny and new? What does this room feel like? What does it look like? Is it big? Is it small? What is in your subconscious mind? Now you will look to the left of you, and by your side you will see a very big metal trash can, water fluid, and matches. And to the right of you, as you look, in your mind's eye, you will see a huge paper shredder. I would like for you to say through your mind's eye, in your subconscious room, I am ready to let go of what is no longer needed, of memory imprints, attachments, cords of my ego, and people, places, and things. Now choose to either burn it or shred it or both, but allow these things that are no longer needed in your space to come to you, float to you, however it is. Burn it, shred it, do both, but do it now. And I ask you not to analyze it, not to go through the file, open the book. You will keep the wisdom from the lessons in these experiences, but you're releasing the emotion of what's holding you back. Release it now. Keep the wisdom and move forward. You are done with these things, for you have learned what was needed. Let it come to you and burn it, tread it, or both. But let it go. And every bit of it, you say in your mind's eye, I release this. I release this. And continue to breathe and watch it as the room transforms and as you become lighter. Now as this continues to either burn or shred or both, I want you to walk over to one of the walls in your subconscious mind, any wall that you want to, but please go to it. And on this wall, see it blank right now. Look down to the left of your foot, and there's going to be a pail of paint in the color of green, any color of green that you want it to be, and a paintbrush. Pick it up, paintbrush and paint, and on this wall, I would like for you to write the word joy. Write the word joy. And as you're writing this word, I want you to feel the energy of it. What is joy to you? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? In this color of green that you've chosen. Because this green is about grounding. It's about nourishing. It surrounds us. It brings a smile. It is in that joy that we obtain when we are grounded in our life, when we are confident and strong in who we are and how we handle and control our world within us. Once you have completed writing the word joy, please place the pile of paint and brush down and walk to the second wall. And on this wall, when you get there, look down to the left of your foot, and you're going to see a pail of paint in the color of blue, any blue that you want it to be in a paintbrush. Please pick it up. And on this wall, I want you to write the word peace. And I want you to feel what peace means to you. And how it lifts your spirit. And in this color of blue that you've chosen, how it brings you peace. And it grounds and it brings more joy. Connect with this color. Connect with the sound of when someone says peace, when you see the word peace. When you have completed writing this word on the wall, just place your pillow paint and brush down and walk to the third wall. And when you get to your third wall, look down at your left foot and you will see a pillow paint in the color of yellow and a paintbrush, any yellow that you want it to be. Please pick it up. And on this wall, I would like for you to write the word confident. I want you to feel what confidence feels like in this color of yellow that you're placing here. What does it do? How do you own this? How does it vibrate through you? How does it complement your joy and peace and this confidence of knowing that all is well and being grounded and shining of being in your high self, bringing unconditional love, being confident in who you are, and knowing the direction you're heading, for it's your choice, and you are in control, and this we are confident in. This brings joy. And yet it humbles in this peace of just knowing. Once you're done writing the word confidence, please place your pile of paint down in your brush and walk to the fourth wall. And when you get to this wall, look down by your left foot, and you will see a pile of paint in the color of yellow, any yellow that you want it to be. And a brush, please pick it up. And on this wall, I would like for you to write the word love. feel love. Let it come through your heart. Let it surround you. Let this love come from the top of your head to the ends of your toes and fingers and surround you, bringing a smile of confidence, joy, and peace. And then this color of red that you've chosen, let it bring that compassion and passion of love, of knowing when you've completed writing the word love, set the pile of paint and brush down, and I'd like you to go to the center of your subconscious mind's room. And as the pile of paint simply vanishes, you see these words around you. And as they surround you, you feel the energy. You feel the essence of these words and these colors because they have meaning. They have meaning. And I ask in the essence of your joy, your peace, your confidence, and your love that a grounding that allows you to feel comfortable on earth in your connection, to feel rooted wherever you may be, and also grounded and rooted into your divine connection. And in this grounding place, as you say it in your mind's eye, in your subconscious room, say the word courage, patience, wisdom, certainty, compassion, clarity, understanding, intellectual, abundance, generosity, truth, intuitive, and allow your room to continue to transform. And all has been released that is no longer needed. And your room is organized. All clutter is gone. For you have done an amazing thing. And as you look around your room, and the metal trash can shredder is gone, feel the joy, the peace, the confidence, and the love. For you have given yourself an amazing gift of clarity. An amazing gift to transform and to move forward in your life in this grace. You will be able to see clearly. All your earthly senses will be in tune and in knowing all is well. And your etheric senses, through your intuition and high self, will grow and heighten your awareness and the connection of all things. And the trust that you feel within yourself, and the ability to be able to make a decision and move forward with action and see your signs of guidance will be simply amazing. Life is good, and dreams always come true. if we dream them from a place of love, joy, peace, and confidence. I want you to turn toward the door now and just simply say thank you. Open the door, and as you exit out of the subconsciousness into your paradise through the mind's eye and shutting the door behind you, feel the sensation that you feel. I want you to recognize it. I want you to own it. The sensation of completing something far greater than consciously understanding, but subconsciously knowing you have done something amazing for yourself in this moment, and you will continue to thrive in such a loving, positive way. And as you walk into paradise, just find a peaceful place to sit and just listen to me. As you continue to relax and just be in this moment, just listen to my voice. Because these things that you've done today will remain firmly embedded in that subconscious part of your mind. And after we are done here today, and you are no longer with me and hearing my voice, you will continue to exercise these same great influences in your thoughts, in what you say, and how you feel, in the actions that you take in your life. And they're going to be strong with confidence, joy, peace, and love. And you will feel the reassurance. You will feel the empowerment of being grounded, whether you're at home, at work, with a colleague, whether you're with your children, in a relationship, wherever you are, you bring this, for it vibrates through you and of you. And as you just simply breathe and relax, everything that is done in this moment today, exactly how we've implemented it, it will continue to happen for you every day. This joy, this peace, this love, this confidence. And you'll feel physically stronger and fitter in every way. You'll feel more alert, more wide awake and more energetic than you've been in a very long time. You've awakened yourself and you're ready because you're solid, you're grounded, and you find the subtleties of these changes in your life bring joy, peace, confidence, and love. And that any and all difficulties with people, places, and things simply shift as you have shifted. And life is good because you will make a choice in your decisions and take direction and be solid in who you are in this foundation. For every day you become stronger and steadier. Your mind is calm and clear. You are composed. And that calming, tranquil sensation of knowing all is well. And I've got this. I'm doing this in my life. And I'm manifesting this beautiful world because I have the universe and this divine love within me and all around me. It is simply amazing. With every breath, you smile. For you have a choice. You are in control. And you move forward. And it feels good. Because you're happier. You're content. You're optimistic. It's a moment of time. And in this time, you chose to grow. You chose this. And it's simply amazing. Just breathe in and out. And enjoy this. Enjoy this. And as I bring your awareness back to your physical body, and your awareness will continue to listen to my voice, we are close in starting your day. Starting you in this grounded state of knowing all is well, with the soul, the mind, the heart, and the body in perfect alignment, and in this awareness, this knowing, life is good. I'm good. I'm happy. And I am doing it. I am making a difference in my life because I can, because I choose. Now, as I count from 1 to 5, you will feel step by step in this number more aware and more energized, very comfortable, better than you have felt in a long, long time. I will start with 1, and I ask you to bring the energy back into your physical body. Allow it to float the essence back into the physical body as the physical body starts to awaken, and you feel the connection. 2, as your physical body starts to wake, gently, as your eyes remain closed, gently begin the slow movement of your choice. You want to wiggle your toes, start swaying side to side, whatever it may be. Stretch out your fingers. 3, as the body is balancing with the conscious mind, subconscious, the physical body, the essence body, as everything is connecting, feel yourself becoming more aware of your environment as you continue to listen to my voice. 4, allowing your eyes to feel cool and refreshed, and your face as if someone has just placed a nice, cool rag and gently watching your face in such a loving way. Or you've taken water from a spring and you've splashed it. Allowing yourself to become more aware, clear-headed, and refreshed. And 5, allowing your eyes to open, becoming wide awake, giving yourself a moment, staying seated in your position or lying down, as you're looking around with your eyes, being aware of your environment and allowing your body to connect, feeling good, feeling accomplishment of something so great that you've done today for yourself. You're ready. You're ready. And as you allow for a few seconds for your body to continue to connect, I simply wish to say, have a fabulous day, and I'm very, very proud of you.
Tell me, that was beautiful.
Did you enjoy that?
I did, and, you know, I have to say that that was really a very, I really liked the way that you take us down and the whole dialogue. I've been hypnotized a couple different times and, you know, do hypnosis myself, and I really love that. I actually, there was a point where you were saying, as you were still through the script, that you were saying, you know, you're awake, and that was a key for my body. All of a sudden, I just, like, jumped up. I didn't, like, really jump up, but I was just awake and back, and I got back over to the computer, you know, just in time for you to really walk everybody back up. And but, yeah, I didn't realize until that moment how deep I was. So it was really very effective. And we've got some comments in the chat room. Says, wow, I so needed that. Thank you.
I'm very, very welcome. Thank you for allowing me to do it.
Yeah, it was really fun. And I have to say, you know, I've never been a big fan of hypnosis over the phone or hypnosis, you know, over the internet. I've tried it once before with someone else doing it. It was not my favorite, but this definitely worked. I definitely felt guided and secure, and, you know, it felt as if you were in the room with me. Very, very effective, very good. I'm really, really pleased with it.
Well, I appreciate that. And everybody that's listening, remember that this is recorded, so you guys can go back and utilize this at any time that you need it. Correct, Lynn?
Absolutely. It will always be in the archives. What I'll probably do is go ahead and put it on the main page of the Honoring Hour and on my Lightworkers Call to Mastery. So this is a great healing technique for friends and family, and, you know, for those of you that are out there and you're working with people with other modalities, this is a great tool for you to be able to use, you know, with your clients there. So we've got another comment in there that says, I feel so much lighter and sense a greater, brighter light of self. So that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh, I'm so proud of them. I am so proud of them because you guys truly take control of that moment. You can take in as much or as little. And when you get into that subconscious mind and you start clearing the clutter and you just let it go, it is amazing how your perception consciously allows you to truly manifest the great things you want to have and you should have.
Right. Right. Awesome. So I just want to remind everybody, we're listening to Kelly Fenters. She is the one who just led us through that amazing meditation. And your website is insightfulbalance.com. Is that correct?
It is.
Yep. So, and there's all of her contact information. Kelly, did you want to just give out your phone number for people real quick in case there's anybody that wants to reach you by phone?
Absolutely. It's 864-380-6814. And just know that with the hypnosis, we can go through the chakras, we can go through body systems, we can go through the soul record, Akashic records. There's so much you can do with it. There's a hypnosis that I do and the angel workshop that I teach in helping people connect with their guardian angels. Mm-hmm. And so just know that you can do a lot with hypnosis.
Mm-hmm. Great. And Kelly and I have talked about Kelly coming up to the Fredericksburg area. So if any of you are in this area and are interested in doing a workshop with Kelly in person, if you would please contact me and we will try to coordinate that. My email is talkingtoangels@aol.com. If you go to the main site, www.thehonoringhour.com, down at the bottom of that homepage, there's a way to contact me and you can just put Kelly in the subject line and just let me know that you're interested. So when Kelly does come to the area, when we do plan that, get that together, I can send you an email. So, Kelly, I want to thank you again. We've got about a minute left on the show. Thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, I did as well. And for those of you that are listening, thank you very much for joining us. We will be back again on the 7th with Olivia East talking to us about hot stone massage. Until then, I know that everybody that's listening now is going to have a wonderful day after that hypnosis session. I wish you a wonderful week, and we will be talking with you again soon. Enjoy and have a blessed week.